Let's get to our Raise the Roof game highlights. They're brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects. Is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. All right, the Wildcats won the toss, deferred, and on the opening series, Michigan would drive from their own 25 deep into Wildcat territory, going 59 yards in 11 plays, but their kicker, Dominic Zavada, would miss a 34-yard field goal attempt, wide right, and there was no score as the Cats took over for their first series of the game. They would face a 4th-and-1 at the 40-yard line, and they ran a fake punt with Chase Farrell rushing for 1 yard to pick up the first, but the drive stalled out from there, and the Cats would punt the ball to Michigan. And this time, the Wolverines would get a drive together as the first quarter ended. The second quarter began. It was a 15-yard run by Underwood that got the ball out near midfield. And then, on a third down, Underwood would connect with his receiver, Andrew Marsh, for 32 yards down to the Northwestern 6, leading to the game's first touchdown, a 1-yard run by Jordan Marshall to make it 7-0 Michigan. It remained that way well into the second quarter. The Cats got their first scoring drive going, aided by a big pass play to Hunter Welsing, and then a touchdown was nullified, an apparent touchdown nullified. The pass to Welsing got it down to the 5-yard line. An apparent touchdown nullified by a pass interference, offensive pass interference penalty, and the Cats would call on their field goal kicker. 34 yards straight on out of the hold of Henry Helms to get the Cats on the board. We await the snap. Here it is. Placement kicked by Olsen on the way to the uprights. It is good. And the Wildcats are on the board with 5:22 to go in the first half of play. A 38-yard, 10-play drive that took 5:50 off the clock. Jack Olsen, a 34-yard field goal. The score now, Michigan 7, Northwestern 3. On the ensuing Michigan possession, the Cats would come up with the first of their 5 turnovers. And now on a reverse, ball is fumbled. It's loose and picked up by the Wildcats. It's Braden Bruss recovering the fumble and taken down in Michigan territory at the 48-yard line. They ran a reverse.
Ruling on the field is backwards pass, incomplete.
Okay,
recovered
was
by the defense.
Toss
first down
back to Marsh. He got hit by Anto Saka, fumbled the ball, and Bruss picked it up. And the Wildcats come up with the game's first turnover. That's their 11th takeaway of the year. And the Cats have it in Michigan territory with 2:18 to go in the half. And before halftime, that turnover would lead to this. A 26-yard try. Looks like 25 officially. Let's see. Just inside the right hash to get the Cats within one with 1:03 to go to the half. Here's the snap, placement kick by Olsen on the way to the uprights. It is good. And the Wildcats have made this a one-point game with 1 minute to go till halftime. The score now, Michigan 7, Northwestern 6. Michigan would hustle to try to get into a field goal range for Dominic Zavada. He would try a 60-yarder at the end of the half. It was no good, and at halftime, it was a 7-6 game. Into the third quarter, Cats failed on their opening possession. Michigan, though, would go 85 yards in 5 plays. The highlight for them was a 65-yard run by Jordan Marshall that got it down to the 9-yard line of the Wildcats. Underwood took it in from there, and it was 14-6 Michigan. Cats, though, would answer. After a Michigan fumble, it was actually a Northwestern punt muffed by the Wolverines, and the Wildcats recovered at the Michigan 36, leading to another try for Jack Olsen. 35-yard field goal try for Jack Olsen, connected from 34 and 26 in the first half. They await the snap. Here it is, placement, kick by Olsen, on the way, got the distance, into the bleachers, it is good. And the Wildcats make it a five-point game with 6:09 to go in the third quarter. The score now, Michigan 14, Northwestern 9. With three field goals today, Jack Olsen vaulted all the way from 10th on the career field goal list for the Wildcats into 8th place, passing Mato Villarreal and Stefan Demos to move into that 8th spot with two, Sam Valenzisi and Ira Adler sharing the 6th spot on the all-time field goals list for the Wildcats. So, with the field goal, the Wildcats had cut it to 5 points, 14-9. Michigan then went down and scored again, a one-yard run by Marshall to make it 21-9. But as the third quarter ended, Cats got the ball at their own 25 on first down. Stone was called for intentional grounding. So the Cats faced second and 22 from their own 13-yard line, and Stone would connect with Griffin Wilde, 32 yards out to the 45-yard line as the third quarter ended. As the fourth quarter began, he connected for 22 yards to Hayden Ellegon, 24 yards to Hunter Welsing down to the one, and from there, Stone called his own number. Stone trying to sneak for it and pushes to the goal line. Touchdown! Preston Stone on a one-yard quarterback sneak. His first touchdown of the year. And the Wildcats are back in the game with 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. They went for, check that, it was 21-16 as Olsen added the extra point. 21-16, Michigan took over on their own 25, but facing a 3rd and 9, the freshman Underwood went to the air. Here we go, Marshall to the left of Underwood. Big third down call here for Michigan. There's the snap. Underwood throws over the middle, intercepted by the Wildcats. Back to the 30-25. Braden Turner inside the 10th and out of bounds. Braden Turner with the first interception of his career. And he returns it deep into Michigan territory. Third takeaway by the Wildcats. And they've got it deep in Michigan territory. They're going to mark it at the 6-yard line.
It was at the 6, first and goal, and this was the very next play.
First and goal at the 6.
Let's go.
Stone has him set. They'll hand it off. Pomalafe through the right side, steamrolls to the end zone. Touchdown! Caleb Pomalafe on a 6-yard touchdown run. And the Wildcats have taken the lead with 12:05 to go in the game.
22-21. They went for two, but the pass from Stone to Joseph Hyman was incomplete, so it was a one-point lead. On Michigan's ensuing possession, Rob Fitzgerald came up with an interception to kill the drive, and the Cats taking over at their own 22. They went 3 and out. Michigan, again, got the ball back after a punt. A 20-yard pass from Underwood to Marsh got it out near midfield. The Wolverines, though, came up 4th and 1, and Turner recovered a Michigan fumble, giving the Wildcats the ball yet again, this time on their own 26-yard line. They went 3 and out, punted back to the Wolverines one more time, and this time Michigan able to put a drive together, 50 yards in 11 plays. As time wound down, they set up for the game winner with 2 seconds to go.
Zavada to win it for Michigan. 2 seconds on the clock. Out of the hole to Hollenbeck. Inside the left hash. A block, a wide right, a wide left. Any of those would work for the Wildcats. Here's the snap. Placement kick on the way. The kick is up. The kick is good. And Michigan has won the game. Zavada, the hero.
That is the end of the football game.
Michigan wins it on a field goal
31 yards on the final play of the game, and the Wolverines come back and beat the Wildcats. And an absolute heartbreaker for Northwestern, 24-22.
Yep, and that was the final, 24-22, as Michigan wins it here.